We have news today of how protests in Portland, Oregon have changed now that federal agents have backed off. Trump administration forces, who drew so much attention, have stayed off the streets lately. And now protesters have turned their attention back to their original concern, the actions of the local police force. Here's Rebecca Ellis of Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Over the weekend, hundreds of demonstrators marched toward the headquarters of Portland's police union. The crowd splayed into the street outside the union, drumming and chanting in support of racial justice. A familiar scene here in Portland, which has seen protests against police violence continue uninterrupted for more than 70 days. Just before midnight on Saturday, a group of about two dozen began trying to break into the union, prying the wooden paneling from the front door. They eventually got through and used the wood to light a small fire on the entrance floor. It was the second time protesters have lit a fire inside the union's headquarters in recent weeks. Portland police and Oregon State troopers, who had been out of sight until that point, moved in. They used batons and flashbangs to push the crowd of around 200 protesters away from the union. This went on for over half a mile as protesters were pushed deep into residential neighborhoods and through commercial streets. Some protesters set up barricades using tables, some construction signs, and newspaper dispensers. Terrence Moses, a black business owner in the area, drove over to help clean up.
This does not have anything to do with the call. These was black-owned businesses. These was put together by black-owned businesses and people of color. And you came down here and you destroyed it.
Over by the federal courthouse downtown, it was a much calmer scene. Federal law enforcement deployed to Portland to guard federal property have largely stayed out of sight as part of a recent deal between Governor Kate Brown and the White House. Oregon State Police now guard the building. Nearly 2 months ago, protests started in Portland after the death of George Floyd with calls to reform the local police department. With the federal presence poised to wind down, the focus is once again local. In the last week, protesters have marched to the union, a local police building, and a precinct. The nights have regularly ended with local police using force to disperse the crowd. Krista Swan was out earlier in the week where a small group of protesters had used a hammer to try and break the doors of the police precinct and lit a small fire outside. Police used tear gas and bull rushing to force the crowd to leave.
Like linebacker tackled us to the ground. I think I busted my knee, but it's fine.
But as Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, testified to a U.S. Senate committee last Thursday, federal officers are not ready to retreat.
They will continue to remain until we are assured that the Hatfield Federal Courthouse, as well as other federal facilities in Portland, will no longer be violently attacked.
Federal officials have told OPB it's possible there will be a heightened federal presence in the city until the general election. From PR News, I'm Rebecca Ellis in Portland.